In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The world is in a mess. I wrote that when I was preparing this sermon a couple of days ago, and as you can imagine, it has been revised somewhat since. And yes, the world is in a mess, and perhaps we might even say it's in even more of a mess. And the evidence is never far to seek. And in Mark chapter 13, which we've just heard, Jesus tells his disciples, it has always been like this, and always will be, until the end of time. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, this must take place, but the end is still to come. This means that we must not look at specific events in our time, no matter how horrific, no matter how far out of our control they may seem to me to be, but we must not look at those and read into them the signs that the world is about to come to an end soon, because the same thing has been said in every generation. But in the face of all this very genuine and understandable doom and gloom, Jesus says, as he frequently does, do not be afraid, do not fear. All these are the labor pains, he says, of a new creation that is being born. There is life. But isn't that just blind optimism? Not a bit of it. Think of that time when Jesus fed 5,000 people by the lakeside, when the meager resources miraculously satisfied the crowd's hunger. In fact, more than satisfied. There were those crumbs that he told his disciples to gather up, and they filled 12 baskets. That bit of the story has always been something of a puzzle. But I think it is actually a picture of the end of time, when all will be safely gathered in. Every bit of goodness and love, everything that has been a hint of God's purposes being fulfilled. And I know it's very difficult to hear this after what has happened in Paris, just the latest in a whole series of evil acts. To talk of God's purposes being accomplished is in no way to diminish just how evil these acts are, nor is it to underrate the pain and suffering that they cause. But I think of the sheer goodness that these acts always call forth. The long lines of people in Paris offering to give blood, or over the past few months, the efforts people have been making to help the refugees, many of them Muslims, arriving in Europe. Those acts are life-giving, and they stand out like points of light, stars against a dark sky. On your notice sheets today, on the front, there is a photograph of the Archangel Michael treading down Satan, symbolizing the victory of good over evil. The statue, as many of you will know, stands on the wall of Coventry Cathedral, the modern building which was built to replace the one destroyed by bombing during the Second World War. And Coventry Cathedral has become a center of reconciliation, particularly between former enemies. The city of Coventry is twinned with Dresden, which again was totally destroyed by British and American bombing. And there have been many acts of reconciliation. The message here is that it is not force that overcomes evil, but repentance and reconciliation. Today we heard again what Cicely's Fund is doing, glimmers of light against our usual dark picture of Africa. The same is true of the other charities that we support. They all have good news stories to tell. And only last week, I witnessed an amazing story. I was in Vevey at the Commonwealth War Cemetery for Wednesday's Armistice Day service. And one of the first arrivals was a couple from Newfoundland. They told me that 9 years ago, they had committed themselves to visit the grave of every Newfoundlander killed in the First World War, all 1,940-something of them. And on Wednesday in Vevey, their goal was accomplished. They had come to the very last grave. And they stood there in front of it, lit a candle, said a prayer. Why were they doing this? Well, certainly not for their own profit or reward, but as an act of respect, remembrance, gratitude. The prophet Daniel, in our first reading, speaks of such people who have been good news in their day. He speaks of them as being like the stars of heaven, points of light in a dark world. And if we look around us, there are points of light, no matter how dark the world seems. Do not be afraid. All will be well. Amen.